Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act on that. Hat on, suit on, looking like a dapper dog, giving a like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on. Come on, y'all. Dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, is God good to me. Unbelievable. Yeah, he is. And I can only attribute it to one thing. It's just been a turnaround in my life. It's been me finally making a decision to see what all God has for me, but at the same time trying to be more God want me to be instead of more what I want to be. That's the trade-off. You know, you got to do something now. You know, you want God's blessings. You got to be willing to do something on his behalf. I'm not saying I got it right now, because I'm just being real with you. I don't have it all together by any stretch of the imagination. I'm trying to get better in several areas. I'm praying about it. I'm working on it. But, you know, it's a process, and I've grown to accept the process. But I'm improving in a lot of areas from day to day. But I tell you what, man, my success, all that's going on with me, I can only attribute to this turnaround. And the turnaround was simple. I turned around and started looking at God. That was the simple move, man. I just turned around and started looking at him, and I was going, okay, I get it now. You created me. You're the creator. You have a purpose for me. I understand that now. Now, let me just walk in that purpose, and let me get to doing that purpose. Now, my purpose and your purpose and their purpose and anybody's purpose could be different. And the way you go about the purpose can be different. And that's the part that I've really grown up to. I've opened up my mind to understanding that everybody's different. Nobody's quite the same. And that is not my right or position to judge, but to be of a forgiving spirit and understand and forgive those as I ask God to forgive me. See, that's the key. That's the key, y'all. So when you out here and you stuck on this unforgiveness, understand, in the Lord's Prayer, there's a segment that says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's another version that says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's two different versions. But either one, it means the exact same thing. It means simply this, that you are asking God to forgive yours like you forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When I cross the line with you, God, handle me the way I handle people when they cross the line with me. You feel what I'm saying to you. So you understand that? That's the breakdown of it. Best way I can give it to you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive me, God, for stepping over the line like I forgive those that step over the line on me. That's the hard part, man. That's the part, man, I've really been working on. I've been really trying to get that together. And so I've learned forgiveness a lot better over the past 5 years than I have before. And it's paid off. I can't tell you how it's paid off, because now God's mercy and grace is all over me, because I've learned to become more graceful. Now, I ain't graceful like him. I ain't merciful like him, but I've learned to become more graceful, more merciful. Because, man, I can't live my life like that. I just got sick of me, man. You mad at me, now I'm mad at you. You hating on me, now I'm going to hate on you. I ain't got time for that, man. I've got you. Look here, you got somewhere to go. Hate take up time. It's time consuming, hating. Trying to seek revenge, it's time consuming. It take up way too much of your time to seek revenge when vengeance ain't really yours. That's another one. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It ain't yours. So now when you go to seek it, to take it out, guess what you're doing? You're doing something now, man. Now you off into an area that you got no business being in. And instead of steady climbing your ladder like you're supposed to, you didn't take out time for vengeance. To hate. I'm a hater. I'm going to be a blogger. I'm going to blog about so-and-so. When you're blogging about somebody, and most of these people you don't even know, when you're blogging about somebody, what you doing? What you hating? It takes time to hate, man. I just decided, man, I got to take all my time. And instead of doing time and being active, I got to be proactive. See, some people get that confused, being active and being proactive. Pro is positive. Pro means to move forward. You know, if you put pro in front of most words, it's a positive influence. You know, there's the pros and the cons. The pros is the good side. The cons is what can go wrong, the bad side. You know, if you're active, that's one thing. But if you're proactive, you're going forward in a positive direction. When you become a pro, that means you're the best of the best at whatever it is you've chosen to be. I'm a pro. So somehow, and I'm no English teacher or grammatical guy, the word pro, a lot of times, when you put it in front of something, means positiveness. So now, a lot of people think that if you just active, something ought to happen. Well, I'm doing something. And that's what happens, man. We just find ourselves doing a lot of busy work that really ain't about nothing and ain't going nowhere. It ain't got no direction or no purpose because we haven't tried to find out the direction or purpose. So you wake up and your wheels are spinning. You a hamster on a treadmill. You're running real fast, but you're just going in the same spot. You understand? That's because you're just out here being active instead of proactive. Why don't you get God in your life? Why don't you turn and face your creator and find out how to become more proactive so you can do things to move yourself forward, how you can get your life off the ground and get off the treadmill and really get it rolling in the direction that it need to be going, man. I'm telling you, God can make that change for you if he see you making the change for him. See, the whole key, man, the whole key is you got to be willing to do something. You got to give God something to bless. Bless me, God, and then you go sit on your couch and you ain't trying. Okay, bless me, God, with what? What he working with? He can't have the people hire you if you ain't put the app in. Come on, man. The blessing comes when you make a proactive step, when you try to do something on the positive side. Look, man, I'm going to quit messing around with all these people. I'm going to start going home. I'm going to leave these women alone out here. You got to say, all right, man, I ain't going over there tonight. I just ain't going to get. Then God can work with you. God, help me stop seeing all these women. But you steady going over there, calling them, setting up stuff. Well, can't nobody help you? Because once you get over there, you already know. See, you got to get proactive. You got to do something yourself. You make one step, he'll make two. That's the key, man. So come on, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Top Monday morning. Yeah, it is. It's Monday, y'all. Get yourself that stretch, that morning yawning. It's Monday morning. Get up, get out, get something. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Nephew, holding it down with the fearless crew. That'd be Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Montica, and the one and only Kia Junior Boy Spates in the building. Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
What's going on?
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Any weekend confessions? Anybody want to talk about? You know. No weekend confessions.
No, I was in.
Where ahead, Carla? That's right.
Go ahead, Carla. What'd you say? You
went? I was in New Orleans. That's it. That's my confession. Oh. Go ahead, Junior. Go ahead.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about the French quarters. I don't want to talk about it.
The birthday girl, the hurricane girl.
Yeah, sure.
How many
birthday
did you have?
Give us a birthday story. What happened? Anything?
Well.
Did you walk bourbon?
I did. I walked
had
bourbon.
To do that.
And then during the day, I don't know, I just think I had one too many cocktail. We went to the bar with the carousel, and we were sitting there talking, and the next thing I know, I'm talking around to an old white guy in Philly about politics.
So tell me about this carousel. It turns while you sitting there?
It's in a hotel. It's in a hotel in the quarter. It's a slow turn, but you know, after one cocktail,
a couple drinks are getting a little fast.
Yeah.
Feel it.
Gotta ask that question. Did y'all speed this up?
I swear I was just over here 2 minutes ago. I swear I was.
Right. And I asked the bartender, how do you get used to working, you know, here? He said, you just get used to it. I said, what have you seen? He said, we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot.
A lot, I'm sure.
Sure.
I don't have a confession.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Y'all see where I'm at today, don't you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You're at Tommy's house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I just want to ask him.
Well,
I guess,
you're separated. Or
is it okay if I can move in?
The chateau. The chateau.
You and your wife. You and your wife, Junior.
She don't have the cup. It's me ass.
Long distance marriage already.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
So proud of you.
What is wrong?
Ooh.
He's stupid.
I want to tell y'all, God has been good to the Miles. Let's just go and just confess.
Amen.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
What?
Junior.
I remember the townhouse.
Yes.
Me too.
Hey, we still got that townhouse.
Man.
Boy. We still
look at y'all.
Own that townhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know your house different when they say to park anywhere.
He called him, I'm at the gate.
I don't know how to get in his gate. His gate different.
How's it been, Junior, 1 month?
Yes, it's been 1 month.
Or is this any indication?
Matter of fact, is this the first trip away from the wife?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And, you know, I want to get home to her. I'm telling her, I'm getting lonely.
You're getting lonely.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
That's beautiful, Junior.
All right, Junior, today is the 1 month anniversary, October 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
Yeah, all right. Was.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, Run That Prank Back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Hey, Neff, what you got today?
You know what, Shirley, we've all said it at one time in our lives. Can you bring me some paper?
Oh, yeah,
can
like
you
to write on or something if you're
for the printer.
Some paper. No, it ain't for the printer. Mm-hmm. I know everybody, mama or daddy, then cracked that door in that bathroom and said, can you bring me some paper? Hello. Come on. You didn't done it yourself.
What?
You didn't got in there and didn't look and realize it wasn't nothing in there. Can you bring me some paper?
God.
Let's go, cat dog.
Hello. I'm trying to. Charles. I'm looking for a Charles.
Yeah, this Charlie.
I'm sorry, this who now?
This Charlie. How can I help you?
Hey, listen,
Who am I speaking with?
I'm sorry, this is Scotty, man. I'm house sitting for Rita.
Yeah. She told me she was going out of town. What can I do for you, brother?
How far y'all down the way, man? Y'all, I'm in the house, 4 or 5 houses?
Yeah, I think, let's see. Yeah, we 4 houses down.
Okay. Now, she left me a number, man. Left me y'all number, and then she left Miss Doris' number. I tried to call Miss Doris, but then nobody answered the phone.
Yeah, she normally in church around this time. Rita said she was going to be gone for a minute, so you say you down there?
Right. And she told me if I got an emergency or anything that I could reach out to y'all and call y'all.
Right.
Okay, are you busy right now, man?
Well, actually, I'm in the middle of cooking my wife some dinner and got some meat on the grill, but other than that, you know.
Okay, I mean, you are you able to help me out with something right quick, or you got time for that?
Well, like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking. If it's something I can help you with, I don't mind coming down there and showing you or doing whatever it is that we need to do.
Okay, Charlie, would you happen to have any paper, man?
Any paper?
Yeah.
I think I got some newspaper. What you trying to do?
No, not no newspaper. I mean some paper. You got some paper?
What, notebook paper?
No, see, man, listen. Charlie, like I said, man, my name is Scotty, man. I know you don't know me. I done got myself in a little situation here down here at Rita House, man. And I didn't, man, I'm in a situation. I actually am in the bathroom, man, and it ain't no paper in here, dog.
So you saying you want me to bring you some toilet paper?
I mean, if you don't mind, dog, I'm sitting here, my legs ain't got numb. I can't even feel my whole lower body, man, from butt down. I can't feel nothing, man. My feet, everything that went to sleep on me.
Hold up. Babe, this dude down here at Rita House saying he want me to bring his paper because he didn't got none sitting on the toilet. Man, look at here, bro. I'm in the middle of cooking. I wish I could help you, but, you know, well, I mean, I can't come
here. You say you ain't about 4 hours a day. Can you just run down here right quick? I'm at the back door open.
I say, man, I understand all that you saying. But like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking for my wife. We having a little special occasion because our kids and stuff gone, and I can't just leave her like that just to come bring, you know, paper. Now, what I can tell you to do is if Rita got one of them towels or something.
I'm not
finna
use no towel, man. I'm not using nobody's towel. Like, that's disrespectful, man.
Okay. Hey, but lower your voice, man. You calling me to help you and you acting like I caused you to not have no goddamn. You
okay.
Supposed to have
okay.
Some paper,
Charlie,
in the bathroom.
Charlie,
when you go in there.
All I'm asking for, just it ain't gonna take no more than 2-3 minutes. Run down here right quick and bring the paper, man, and then you get on back to your dinner.
Well, what you need to do, bro. You said you had an emergency. I thought the house or the dog had got out or you had locked yourself out the house. But I'm not going to come down there and bring you no papers because that don't sound like an emergency. That sounds like some personal shit. And furthermore, you're in the bathroom, just jump out your clothes and get in the shower and wipe out.
Dog, I'm not finna, dog. That's, like I said, I'm numb right now, man. I need some help if
so,
you don't
so
mind,
you want
man.
Me to come down there and bring you some toilet paper and pick your numb? You can't get up out the toilet if I would to help you.
That's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm in an emergency, man.
Okay, well, that, like I said, man, that don't sound like an emergency. That seems like a little quick fix. Get your drawers and wipe your drawers. Throw them away, go get you some more. I mean, I'm not finna walk 4 houses down there to bring you some toilet paper. Your legs numb. How you gonna get up and open the door?
The back door is open. All you got to do is come in here and reach in here and pass me a roll of paper, man. That's all I'm asking you to do, Mr. Charlie.
I understand that, but I'm not finna come down there and bring you no paper. I'm not finna bring you...
Man, bring me some paper down here, man. Show you my body numb, man.
Say, man, who the hell you think you hollering at? You need me. I don't need you.
Well, won't you do something, man? You see I'm sitting here in a situation? Now, Rita left y'all a number that y'all will help me while I'm down here house watching, man.
This here crazy, baby. Man, what the... wrong with you? You gonna call me asking me to bring you some newspaper? I told you that I was in the middle of fixing me and my wife some dinner, and you come calling me talking about some paper, man. I don't want to hear no about no, and I ain't coming down there to bring you no paper, man. Hello,
Charlie. You gonna bring this paper, man?
Man, look, like I told you before, I ain't finna bring you no paper down there. We don't wipe no on this street.
Like, hold on, man. You can't just leave me here and I'm numb like this.
But I'm not gonna come bring no grown man no toilet paper because he irresponsible when he go into the restroom. That sound like a personal problem. You too grown for that.
This is a situation, though. This is an emergency, man.
Man, that don't sound like no emergency. That sound like a personal problem that you got going on.
I'm gonna whoop your when I get off of here, man. You done me off with
I don't give a about you being man. Matter of fact, as soon as you get your up out of there, you so bad, you come on down here.
I'm coming down there. Matter of fact, I'm coming down there the way I am, just like this here. And I'm going to whoop for not helping me while I'm in a situation.
So, well, bring your on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you that I'm going to do. Is you listening?
Bring your on. I got some snakeskin shoes that fit right up, clean up all that.
I got one more thing. Is you listening?
Man, what the man, like I said, what you got to say, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your neighbor, Rita.
Ain't this bang. That motherfucker from the radio station. Is this Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Yeah. I'm a whoop Rita. Got you calling my house. Man, you had me. I was going to come down there, man, and break the show down and whoop. You better be glad I'm eating. I can't believe this.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
the Steve Harvey Show.
What?
Nothing. What? Nothing. We're moving on. We're moving
what?
On. Coming up next, it is Ask the Ready to Love Officer the Riddle-O and Junior. Right after this.
I got wet wipes now.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Usher Baby was thrown a surprise birthday party in Vegas to celebrate his 44th birthday. Wow.
44.
Media mogul Byron Allen made history with a home purchase, and Silk Sonic has bowed out gracefully from next year's Grammys. We'll tell you why. We'll talk about these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the Riddle-O and Junior. Here we go. Chantel in St. Louis writes, I'm dating a man that was locked in a dark basement by mistake for 40 minutes when he was 11. He is 32 years old now, and he's still afraid of the dark. He has night lights all over his place, and he has to sleep with the light on. Is this weird to you?
Yeah, it's weird. We're not going to have all these damn night lights all over the house like you some little 8-year-old boy. You got to get past this. We got to lock his ass in a room, pitch black, and get him through this. You don't have to do that. I know some people scared of lightning. Y'all got to get through these things.
You. You would be those some people.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird to you, Junior.
32 years, I was afraid of the dark. So you and my little cousin got the same issue. She nine.
How old is your little cousin?
He nine. Yeah, she nine. And here it is, you 32. And both y'all is scared of the dark. Something wrong here.
What do we look like making love with all these Winnie the Pooh and Mickey Mouse night lights all over the place? Yeah.
What it look like we making love on low light that's on the floor? Yeah. I come to plant lit up in here. Yeah, it's weird.
I know he ain't got no, what you call it?
What's that?
When them helmets with that light on it. What's that?
Coal miner.
I know you ain't coming in here butt naked with a coal miner hat on with a light on.
I got the visual.
What did you do? He just needs to get him some help. Get himself some help. Yeah. All right, moving on to Monique. Yeah. Moving on to Monique in Cambridge. Monique writes, my boyfriend and I went to his coworker's party, and I was sick of watching the white girls trying to twerk. So I showed them how it's done. My man is upset because he said my booty is too big to be twerking around his coworkers.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, you're going to scare the little white people. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
She's saying, so I can't twerk because I have a nice booty? Is he ashamed of me?
That's her question. This is for all black women to understand. Y'all got too much to be twerking publicly, okay? You can't just pull out that thing in front of white folks at a white corporate party. You can't do that and make that thing jump from side to side individually. Oh, my God, I got the visual. I can see it now.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Nope.
You're scaring the little white people. And everybody on this show, Shirley, Carla, Monica, know damn well we can't take y'all to an iHeart company thing and y'all get to twerking up in there and scare these people half to death. You know you can't.
No.
But it's okay for the white girls
we
to
can't,
do it.
We can't. But Becky can, but...
Yeah, yes. I'm saying it's okay for the white girls
ain't
to do
the same.
It.
It ain't the same. You don't understand how much is moving up in here. You don't understand. See, that's the problem. Y'all don't look back. Y'all need to look back and see everything
yes,
that's happening back.
Come on, Shirley.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Hey,
we do.
Hey. No.
You want us to twerk right now on the Zoom? Woo. You want us to do it on the Zoom?
No, you can't do that. No, she started twerking and shut the whole party down.
Yes.
The whole party stopped.
But she was sick of it, though. She was sick of watching them trying to twerk, so she just had to show them. Yes. I'm not mad at her. And Monique.
Tom, look at Tina.
Look at Tina.
Look at her
butt. Look at Keisha. Look at...
Yeah. Look at Labonte's girl.
I mean, all that. They told their wives... You know, Amber, stop.
Amber.
Just stop, Amber. Mm-mm. Just stop.
Emily.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Please.
Know when and know when not to twerk, ladies, okay? Mm. You have to know when and when not to twerk.
The spirit moves whatever. You. That's what I say, yeah. Moving on to Addie and Tifton.
She said the spirit.
Yeah.
When the spirit moves me.
This is a Buddhist spirit we're talking about. Go ahead.
All right.
Addie and Tipton, we've moved on. Addie and Tipton says, yesterday there was a bouquet of flowers on my windshield after work. I assumed they were from my husband, so I called to thank him. He said he didn't send them. I later found out they were on the wrong car. He insists that I'm lying and cheating, and he doesn't believe the truth. How do I convince him and fix it?
How you go ahead? Let me hear.
You know, you need to go ahead and give him a reminder of why he married you. Put that in there. He'll forget all about them bouquet of flowers.
Go back to what that last lady did at that party. Get the twerking around that
twerking.
House. Yeah.
Twerk on her windshield.
No, you can forget a lot after some twerking. I'm just promise you. Get in there and get the twerking, and I promise you he'll forget all about these flowers.
So take a page out of Monique's book.
Yeah, twerk. Make up your mind about this twerk.
That's when it's time to twerk, Shirley. See, that's what we're talking about. There's a time to twerk.
Timing.
And a time timing. To put your butt up.
And as you twerk it, ask a question. Who them bouquet of flowers was for? Somebody else?
So that's how she can fix it right there.
He's just insecure. He got to work. He's just insecure. And he's just a little paranoid. His wife ain't doing nothing.
No.
Honest mistake.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Last one. This is Caleb in Lexington. Caleb says, I met a woman online, and she lives 2 hours away from me. I went to visit her, and she allowed me to stay with her. I found out that she's living with her ex-husband's mother, but her ex-husband gave me his blessing. I feel very uncomfortable, so I drove back home. I felt very uncomfortable. Should I keep seeing this woman or not? What should I do?
No, that's a raggedy situation right there, dog. Mm-hmm. That's just way too deep into the other family. We got to... If she ain't out on her own, living by herself, you done drove 2 hours, and then you get a shock of your life. She down there with his mama. No, that's just way too much. That's just too many people from his side of the family. And then he going to give some blessings? Who is he? No.
The ex-husband.
Tell her to call you when she get her own place. This is too much. That's raggedy.
That mother-in-law.
That's come a on, newlywed. What you got,
newlywed? I said that mother-in-law was getting on his nerves. She came to that house. She kept asking, you want some greens? Who is she?
Who are these people?
At 5 o'clock, we watched Murder, She Wrote in here.
Rest in peace.
Watch the game.
And right after that, Heat of the Night come on.
Heat of the Night come on. You never see the game with her in there.
And I'm telling you, by 7:30, it's Perry Mason up in here.
Yeah, you're not going to come in here turn these TVs. That mother-in-law got to him.
Woo. And God rest her soul, Murder, She Wrote is coming on at 9.
That's what
we watching that.
Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes. Look here. And then the Golden Girls. I don't care what you say. We watching Touched by an Angel. Right now.
Okay.
Touched by an Angel. We watching that. Yeah.
So the question is, should he keep seeing this woman or not?
No.
Should he just go on? All right. Let her go,
Let her go.
Okay, what?
Can't twerk to this one. No.
All right, guys. Thank you. Coming up next, at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, happy belated birthday to Usher. Usher was surprised. Yes.
What y'all know about him?
With a star-studded birthday party this weekend in Vegas. A group of his friends showed up to party with him and the legend herself, Anita Baker. Anita Baker. Can you imagine this? Saying happy birthday to Usher. You have to be something special to get Anita to serenade you, okay? Usher's party was held at the Nomad Hotel and the after party was at Floyd Mayweather's skating rink. Skate Rock City in Vegas.
Floyd got a skating rink?
What? Yeah. I love
what don't Floyd have?
All that money.
What don't
Floyd
have?
His little name is money, okay?
Right. I love Usher. He is 44.
I know.
Usher 44. Is a legend.
He got a hell of a show, man. That show in Vegas is off the chain, man.
In Vegas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to be able to roller skate at 44 and
yeah,
not break
like
a bone.
He does it. Yeah. Like man. He does it. Oh, yeah.
Because if I go out there, I'm going out there with football pants, pads, and everything, shoulder pads. Because I know that fall gonna take 10 years off of me if I fall.
Yeah. I'm out there with that walker. I don't care what you say about Junior.
Right.
That
the
walker
one
when you skate. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I got
think it was genius that he incorporated roller skating into his show. I love that. All right, moving on to media mogul Byron Allen. Byron Allen just made history with his new home purchase. Byron Allen, 61. He's the executive over Allen Media Group. He bought a $100 million Malibu mansion.
What?
Okay.
I mean, it's got to be, is the streets,
$100.
Is the floor paved with gold?
Gold.
I mean, what's...
Like
what's
heaven.
It's got to be heaven.
Yeah. Now listen to this. According to the Wall Street Journal, this is the most expensive home a black buyer has ever purchased in the U.S. Okay.
How big is this house?
Yeah. $100 million. Yeah.
Oh.
So there you go.
Floyd Mayweather don't own a $100 million home. No.
I'm just trying
that's
to figure
a lot,
out what
y'all.
House does.
That's a lot for a house.
What the house does, yeah.
But you know what? Congratulations, though, to Byron Allen. His mm-hmm. media group is doing it. He's doing mm-hmm. big things. So
always
making
has,
big
yeah.
paper. Yeah, mm-hmm. he's been in the game for a long time.
I want to meet Byron Allen. Mm-hmm. I really
yes,
do.
Yes, sir. I'm not
I want to meet this brother right here.
Yes.
Because he got 4 or 5 networks, and I promise you I got a TV show for every last one of them if I could just meet Mr. Byron Allen. Please.
You have something on the web
if
channel.
Anybody knows Byron Allen and you listening to this show right here, please let him know. Nephew Tommy wants to meet him. Please.
Wait, so you got something for the weather channel.
Behind the scenes. Mm-hmm.
That's a bad boy right there, man. I want to meet Mr. Byron Allen.
Okay, we'll put it out there.
I'm putting it out there.
I was asking Tommy, I said, you mean to tell me you got something for the Weather Channel?
Yeah. Ready to love weather. I got all that.
He can't even say weather, and he's afraid of thunderstorms, so what?
That's all right. Me and Mr. Byron will work it out. I got something for you. Mm-hmm.
Listen, nice. We got to switch gears here. This is a pretty serious story. The NBA announced Saturday that 56-year-old NBA Hall of Famer and global ambassador Dikembe Mutombo has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. He's undergoing treatment in Atlanta. According to the statement by NBA reps, Mutombo is receiving the best care possible from a collaborative team of specialists in Atlanta. He's in great spirits. Mutombo is an avid golfer, and we've met him before because he's played in Steve's Harvey Foundation golf tournaments for years. So he's definitely in our prayers. Definitely, he's big supporter, and we just love him. And thank God he's getting the best care possible, you know?
That's right. Yeah. That's we praying right.
Prayer, prayer, prayer. He always prayer. In good spirit when you see this guy. Yeah. He always in good spirit, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He makes you smile. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So prayer of healing.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And finally, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak have decided not to submit an Evening with Silk Sonic for Grammy consideration. I was like,
why?
What? Yeah.
Why?
Well, Bruno told The Hollywood Reporter that Silk Sonic would like to gracefully, humbly, and most importantly, sexually bow out of submitting their album this
sexually?
Year. Yeah, he said that because you know they're so sexy and everything. Andy and I, Bruno said, and everyone that worked on this project won the moment the world responded to Leave the Door Open. Everything else was just icing on the cake. We thank the Grammys for allowing us to perform on their platform, not once, but twice, and awarding us at last year's ceremony. We'd be crazy to ask for anything more. So there you go.
Classic. That's classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're saying they already got their reward when they put the album out and the public responded like they did. They love the song.
And it ran up the charts. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're happy with that. And as an artist, I guess you can say, you know, that's you don't cool. always perform and do things, do your art awards, you know.
Well, and mm-hmm. then the other part of that too is with them bowing out like that, that leaves room
sexually.
That category. Mm-hmm. Open, yes, sexually, but that leaves that category open for other artists to get some shine as
right.
well. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's a lot of good musicians out there, a lot of good music out there. So, shout right. out. That is truly,
that's beautiful.
Truly,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Humility.
Talk about being humble. Yeah. Staying humble.
Let me
humble.
Just point out something. I just want y'all to point out something.
What's that?
What? What's that?
The sexiest man don't understand sexually bound out.
That's my first time, you know.
See?
That's my first
that
time.
That proves you ain't sexy.
But
how you don't understand but you were, sexually bowing out?
Okay, but from
so
now,
sexually.
But from now on, I will always be bowing out sexually. From now on. From this, from henceforth forever, I will be bowing out sexually.
All right. We're moving on. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, early voting starts today in Georgia, okay? And we'll recap Friday night's debate between Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker right after this.
There ain't nothing sexy about him, Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
On Friday night, the debate between Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker was held in Savannah, Georgia. Surprise, surprise, they finally debated. And critics believe that it made Herschel a stronger contender for the Georgia Senate seat. Walker came out punchy and aggressive, interjecting frequently. He was, they say interjecting, I say interrupting, frequently as he tried to knock Warnock off his message. Warnock, of course, was more cautious. He was more deliberate, but he gave his fellow Democrats reason to cheer him on and to be proud. Herschel managed to avoid criticism on his history of violent behavior and blatant lies about his past jobs, like being in the FBI, the CIA, the police department, and all of that, as well as the controversy.
He ain't been in no damn FBI. Herschel didn't put out his lying.
Right,
and
can't right.
Herschel just lying. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. They didn't talk about his controversy surrounding his unacknowledged children. So, you know, what we have to do continually, we say on this show, we have to vote. And early voting starts today in Georgia. All right.
Who are these people that's out there cheering Herschel on? Who is that? Who is
this? It was
group
a lot of,
them.
It was a lot
of them. It was a lot.
I mean, was these people, are these the same people that be cheering Trump on? Is these same people, right? Is that who this is?
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
I'd go out on a limb. Yeah.
Now, you say this was in Savannah?
Yeah, Savannah, Georgia.
Now, when this was over, did they happen to see Herschel in a field somewhere in Savannah after it was over?
Under a weeping willow.
Doing what?
Picking, you know what he was doing. Picking something. You know what he was doing.
Yeah. Went back to his quarters.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. Every time Herschel opens his mouth is a prime example of why we need to get out there and vote. This makes no sense to me. No sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Like Trump, he has supporters. So we
I'm
have
glad
to
Warnock kept it classy. That's what I'm glad.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did. He answered the questions head on. He didn't let Herschel interrupt him as much as he tried to do that. Mm-hmm. And he kept it classy. He did.
But what was this Mickey Mouse badge he pulled out? Didn't he pull out a badge or something?
Yeah, that's the one he did for a prop. Yeah.
A prop.
Well, that was supposed to be his police badge, right?
It's supposed to be his FBI badge.
My son Jordan got one of them badges. That ain't no damn real badge.
No.
Well, if you were at the debate,
to be the senator either. I mean, this is serious.
It really is.
Him pulling out of props and all this, he thinks it's a game. Law enforcement isn't a game. This is serious business. And everyone in the state of Georgia, starting today, need to get out and go vote. Early voting. Yep. We had Early Stacey voting. Abrams on the show two weeks ago.
A
message that we will not get tired of telling you all. This is your responsibility as Georgia voters starting today.
Get out and vote. Yeah, and early voting is the key. Early voting is the key. It starts today. Make time to vote. Make time to vote. Your vote matters. All right, coming up next, what's a bad habit that immediately makes a person unattractive to you? We'll talk about that right after this.
Don't vote for the slave. Please don't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here's a question. What is a bad habit that immediately makes a person unattractive to you? I mean, I don't care if it's a friend, a spouse, a coworker, someone you've just met. What is that bad habit that is just a turnoff for you?
Breath.
That's a habit of not brushing.
Oh, that's not a habit. Okay, let me rethink that.
Junior?
Oh, bad habit that is immediate turnoff. Lying.
Lying.
On this show, you said that.
I don't lie, but I don't need you lying. Both of us don't need to be lying. I'm already doing it. What is you coming in behind me for?
It's too much lying out there.
I'm already lying.
So, Junior, you can't stand Steve because all y'all.
Oh, he can't stand Steve. I can't stand Tommy. Tommy can't stand me. But we don't like each other, lying. Yeah. That's immediate.
So you want to have the ability to lie and the right
Absolutely.
To lie.
Absolutely. But if you lying to me, who going to believe who in here?
Okay. I get it. That's I understand every time.
I know. Because guess what, Shirley? What? Don't nobody know I'm lying but me.
What?
Yeah. That's
you
how
don't
I
think
see
people
it.
Know you're lying.
Well, they should have said I'm lying. They didn't. That's how I know.
Okay. You lying, Junior. If they didn't say that, then.
They don't never say it.
They don't know.
That's how I know.
Tell me what you got.
Oh, habits.
Yeah, that really immediately makes the person unattractive to you. Junior says
it's a
lying.
Lot of them. I got a lot of them. I'm sorry. Breath is one because it is a habit because that means you're consistently doing it. Okay. Yeah. Because it consistently stinks and I can't take it. That's one I can't stand people.
Okay. Bad hygiene.
Work for you. Yeah.
Bad hygiene. I can't stand that. I can't stand people can't chew their food with their mouth closed. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
So you hate this show. You continually talk about things that are done on this show. Yes, Carla. Yeah.
OCD.
You can't stand people with OCD.
I can't stand people with OCD. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Carl. Bad habit, driving too slow. I can't stand people that drive too slow.
Oh, no. Okay, I can't stand people drive too damn fast, Carl.
Stay on the driving thing. I can't stand that when people drive crazy, erratic, switching from lane to lane, you know.
Yes.
Speeding up and then slowing down and then jumping over in the next lane. I hate all of that. You know, wait until you get to the stop sign to stop.
Go ahead, Carla.
All of that. Stepping on the brakes hard. What? No. Carla.
Okay, so I hate when people are too competitive. I hate that. When we should be.
Oh, anything.
Anything.
Really?
Anything. Yeah, because if we're working as a team, sometimes people are too competitive as to what's going on. So I hate that.
You know, another habit I hate.
Why I did this.
What? Yeah. I'm going to tell you another habit I hate. I'm going to say something. I'm going to have to
say it.
I'm telling you right now. A lot of people who can't cook, but they keep trying.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. But they swear up and down because ain't nobody told them they can't cook. They keep cooking.
They keep cooking.
If we just sit down and start telling people they can't cook, they won't cook no more.
This is about being honest. That's when you're not supposed to lie.
Right there.
Are you speaking of anyone specific on this show? Because the lying one was about Steve. I'm just asking. It's a question.
I wasn't even.
Now, y'all want to be honest with each other about something? Is that what y'all trying to say?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
When we do
stuff like this, we go months without speaking to each other. You sure y'all want to do this?
You go months. We get over it. You go months.
Oh, Shirley, stop. You done went for some time without... Girl, stop. Please.
What? All right. It's
finna happen. I hope we heard him get to the end of this break because it's finna happen. I'm trying to tell you. I see it building.
Known on this show as the grudge holder, okay? What are you talking about? The hothead, the grudge holder. What are you talking about?
I ain't saying I don't hold no grudge. I ain't saying I don't. I'm going to hold mine, but I'm just saying. You have before,
be glad
too.
We're out of time.
Uh-uh. Bad
you better
habits.
Be glad
uh-uh.
we're out of time.
Uh-uh.
Better be
we
glad.
We need to play Maxwell's song right now.
I know. Coming up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone call for today, right after this.
Grudge
holder.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, she likes Halloween too much, okay?
She into it.
Way too much? What does that mean?
Just too much, okay. We'll get into that in just a little bit, because right now the nephew is on deck with today's prank phone call. What's on the menu for today, nephew? What you got?
Well, Shirley, I didn't get to give Carla anything for her birthday. I didn't.
Okay.
You know,
loser.
So, you know, and just, you
she
know,
was out
this
of town.
Is,
uh-huh.
She was
I'm
out of town, now. But, right. you know, she's back now. And I want to give her something from dear from my heart, something that she can enjoy. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm excited. What is it, nephew?
Oh, this
what
is cool. Because I'm giving her a bag. I'm giving
thank
her a handbag.
Friend.
You're welcome.
A bag.
You're welcome.
My friend.
I'm giving her.
Oh, this way better than a bag. You gave
what?
Her a bag and
shoes?
What?
Shoes? Shoes? Uh-huh. What is it?
Yeah.
Who?
What you giving her, nephew?
Who got some shoes?
What is my gift?
That's what she likes, and it's her
girl,
birthday.
Girl, I'm giving you one of the top five greatest pranks of all time, Oak Tree Osity.
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Marvin, please.
Yes, Marvin speaking.
Marvin, hi. I'm calling you from Dr. office. I'm actually the lab technician, and you came in and got a physical, I guess, about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, and my understanding, this is for your occupation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you're an, what do you do for a living when you're a,
Oh, yeah, I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Now, I was giving you a call about, I'm here looking at your records and all the testings that you actually went through. Wow. Let's see, have you had any activity or any problems around your navel area?
Nah, everything been fine.
Okay.
Everything all right, huh?
Yeah, everything's fine, but I mean, you haven't had any type of nothing, no breakout or anything around your navel or whatsoever?
Nah, man, the second time you asked me about my navel. Nah, everything's going straight, man.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's going on, man. What's happening?
Okay, actually, you've been diagnosed with oak tree osteitis. And oak tree osteitis. Oak tree osteitis is actually a fungus that comes out of South America. And you have no activity whatsoever around your navel?
No, man, quit asking the same thing, man. Oak tree osteitis.
It's oak tree osteitis, sir. And
what you say that?
What that is actually you're if you haven't had it yet, you say you haven't had any activity, there's gonna be like a small little tree that's gonna be growing from your navel. And it gets about 6 inches long, and it probably bears probably about 25 to 30 leaves on it, but it's very small.
Whoa, run that back by me. You see a tree going to be growing out my navel.
It's going to be a small tree, and what's going to happen is I'm going to have to get you to come back in probably in the next month. We're going to need you to come in so we can check it out, but it's got to grow its fullest potential before we can actually do anything to it.
Nah, I can't come in no month. I got to come in today, man. Somebody got to tell me what's going on, man. Get this problem resolved, man, because I'm going to get married, man.
Well, we can't. It has to grow its fullest potential, sir. And the full term is actually like about 4 weeks before we can actually.
Man, I'm not waiting for no 4 weeks, man. Somebody got to come tell me something right now, man. I ain't finna go married, man, and have to fly out of town, man, and have something going out my neighbor, man. Y'all going crazy, man.
Sir, oak tree acidosis is something that's very rare. We were actually getting this assignment from overseas in South America on how to treat this.
Man, I don't give a damn. Where is it, man? Somebody's going to have to come give me some help right now, man. I'm finna get ready to get married, man. I'm not finna be putting up with it, man. Somebody in this office, man, got to come down here and do something for me, man. And what you say, if you say I can cut it out myself?
Sir, the best I can do is probably trim it a bit, you know, and maybe knock a few leaves off, but I cannot touch the full stalk at all.
Man, you can cut this, put a Band-Aid, do something.
Sir,
to
if
it,
you
man.
Cut it, it's there's a possibility.
Right now, yeah, man.
You cannot, sir. If you cut it, there's a possibility of hemorrhaging, and you're going to really create a bigger problem than what you have already.
Man, I'm trying to get this pulled out, man. You didn't tell me can't nobody in that I drive down there to get this pulled out, man. I'm finna get married in 2 weeks, man. We finna fly to Jamaica and can't now. Somebody can do this for me. I pull this out my self.
Sir, you cannot pull it out. You're gonna
man,
create
that, man.
You're gonna create a bigger problem if you try to pull it out, sir.
The problem is already there. I'm trying to get this hammer, man. You mean to tell me that big hospital ain't now? Can't help me,
sir.
You want me to do,
sir,
man?
Sir, it's not some
mad. I have poking out of my stomach, and you telling me it ain't you can do, man.
Sir, oak tree acidosis is not something that we treat all the time. Like I said, it hails from South America, so we got.
I don't give a if it hails from Great Britain. Somebody take hospital 4 days to come down there and help me pull this off, man.
Sir, I understand what you're going through, but we have to let it grow its full term, which is 4 weeks, sir. The full
man,
root of it.
I'm letting it grow, man. I ain't finna let it grow, man. I'm finna go down right now, man. Y'all gonna have to do something, man.
Sir, there's nothing we can do. We can probably trim it a little bit.
The trim. Get some chainsaw and cut this, man. Do something.
Sir, there's nothing we can do at this point but sit back and wait and let it grow its full term, okay? Can we get
I'm
you
I'm not
to-
doing no waiting, man. Somebody finna help me right now, man.
Sir, can we get an appointment for you in the next 4 to 5 weeks? Can we do that?
No, you got to get an appointment for me today. I'm finna get married, man. I'm finna fly to Jamaica. Man, I can't have no sticking out of me. I can't even sit at the airport, man. You going to embarrass me like that, man, to have sticking out my neighbor. You crazy?
Sir, I understand it. And like I said, oak tree acidosis is very rare. And it's something that we haven't treated that many times here in the States. But overseas, the message that we're getting is that we need to let it grow its full term.
So you mean to tell me ain't nobody in America got oak tree? What the f*** is the name of that f***, man?
It's oak tree acidosis, sir.
So how the f*** I get it if don't nobody else in the America got it.
Sir, I could not believe that you were coming up with oak tree acidosis here in the States. It's something very rarely seen here. There's been 2 people in the past that's been diagnosed with this, and they actually passed away.
So now you're telling me some done died, and you're going to tell me 3 weeks. Man, I'm coming down there today, man. Somebody finna do something for me,
sir,
man.
Sir, there's nothing that we can do today until 4 to 5 weeks.
Man, I got to go get married. I'm flying to Jamaica, man. Did you what I just said, man?
I'm hearing what you're saying, but I can't do anything if you don't see the tree already coming out of the navel yet.
Cut the off. Somebody got to do something now. Damn, what you want me to do, man?
I don't know what I want you to do, sir, but I have one more thing I can tell you.
Yeah, well, what you got to say, man?
Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Earl.
Man, you gotta be kidding me, man. Damn, man. Tell that man I'm gonna take that out of my way, man. Man, you too, Nephew Tommy, man. Y'all, man, y'all have me going crazy as hell, man. I'm looking at all of my damn neighbor thinking the tree's finna grow out this, man. I'm on the air, man.
No, you ain't on the air right now.
Man, I'm already nervous and finna get married in 2 weeks. Crazy. Man.
Hey, man, I got one more thing to ask you, Marvin, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Earl, if you're listening, your ass is out the way. Yeah, you out of there.
What you think? What you think? Come on.
What I think?
Come on.
Pure greatness on my birthday weekend. Shout out to all Libras out there. I know you love this prank like I do. Thank you, Nephew. Earl, you out the wedding.
Out the wedding.
Your ass is out the wedding, Earl.
Yes. Thank you, Nephew. I love that prank. It was just
there you go.
It was
happy
so
belated
genuine.
Birthday.
I just loved him on the prank. Mm-hmm. He was just so real. I'm finna get married.
Man, I'm finna get married. I'm finna get married, man. What you talking about?
That tree growing out of your navel, though. What is that?
Oh, that's the stupid side of me, Shirley. Yeah. That's that stupid side. That's the side that's going to be in Charleston November the 12th at the Omar Shrine Auditorium. That's that stupid side. Saturday night, grabbing the mic. Man, what? What? What?
All right, nephew. Thank you. Happy birthday you. Again, Carla.
Coming up next. I'm the only one that got it. I'm the only one.
Coming up next, this is Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she likes Halloween way too much. She likes Halloween too much. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, or more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. So write us. We want to help you.
Yes, we want to help you. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. That was sexy, nephew. Okay,
that was sexy up in there. Yes, it was.
All right. Subject, she likes Halloween too much. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 37-year-old single mother, and I've never been into Halloween. I used to hand out candy when my daughter was younger, but now that she's 15, I stopped because she goes to Halloween parties now. I allow her to dress up and even let her wear makeup, but I don't condone the gothic look or the trampy looks that some girls her age are doing this year. Her father is 40 and he's married to a 25-year-old woman. I've been making the co-parenting thing work with him and his young wife, but there are some things I can't get with, and Halloween is one of them. This woman moved into my old house, and now every room is either dark gray, black, or red. It looks satanic to me, and my ex-husband agrees, but he lets her do whatever she wants to do. My daughter was with her dad and his little wife last week, and she sent me a selfie. She had a face full of heavy makeup and lashes with very dark eye makeup. She said she was going to a pumpkin patch, and she and her friends were dressing up as zombies or something crazy like that. I did not like it, so I called her dad. He said the makeup was bothering him too, and he had asked his wife to take some of the makeup off of our daughter's face, but she said it would make our daughter resent her. I started screaming to the top of my lungs because I don't care if my daughter resents her or not. Fix her face! After a few failed attempts to reason with them, I picked my child up and I washed her face myself. She was upset, but she got over it. I scheduled a family meeting with them. Before I go, am I right to confront her? Okay. You're not wrong to confront her or anyone about your child if you see something you don't like. Okay, let's establish that. It just doesn't have to be a hostile situation unless you make it one. But you sound really kind of crazy talking about confronting her on this. It's Halloween. I mean, what are they doing that's so wrong? This is what most people do on Halloween. You already said she dresses up, wears makeup, and actually goes to Halloween parties, Mama. So come on. I mean, the new wife and the daughter are closer in age, and she found a way to bond with your daughter. I mean, I don't think she's trying to be her parent, you know, since your daughter already has two parents. I don't know why you asked us, because I don't think we can stop you from confronting his little wife, as you called her. You've been looking for a reason to fight with her, and you think you found one. Halloween. But are you being honest? That's the question. Are you for real right now? I say no. You know the makeup is not your problem. You're hating on his new, younger wife. She's in your old house. The husband pretty much lets her do whatever she wants to do. We all see it. We all see it. It just sounds like you simply don't like her. And listen, listen, okay? Just because someone is into Halloween and likes to dress up and wear makeup doesn't make them a witch or anything. Come on. She's not doing anything evil. Halloween is just one day a year. So, Mom, you need to stop. Let your daughter have some fun. And by the way, a 15-year-old can wash her own face. Relax, mm-mm. Mom. Mm-mm. Relax. Mm-mm. Tommy. Mm-mm.
I disagree, Shirley. I totally disagree. These is demons, and you got to wash these demons out. I'm sorry. This is what this lady need to do. You need, let me tell you something. Y'all finna have this family meeting. These are demons. Listen, when y'all had this family meeting, show up with a bucket of hot water and a wash rag and wash both of their damn faces right there before we even start this doggone family meeting. Every time you see they ass, show up with that bucket of hot water and that wash rag. I don't care where they at. Halloween party. Go in there and wash them damn demons out their face. If they at church, hun, that 25-year-old stepmama, wash their face right there at the church house. I don't care where you at, wash them demons out, because that's what you need to do. They done painted the damn house red and gray and black. Them ain't nothing but demons. We gonna do it. Debutante ball. We coming in there. We washing that black stuff straight up off that girl face. We washing faces every time we see you.
She can wash her own face.
Nah, we got to get it out of there. The prom, we washing that face before prom. We getting them demons up out of there. That's what we doing. Them is demons. Exorcist, homecoming. This is how you stop your child's face from turning all the way around, because that's what's next. I'm telling you. She's going to be spitting out green stuff before you know it. This is what you do. You have to stop this, okay? And get you a cross and walk all over that house and get the praying around there. That's what you need to do. I'm sorry. We're not finna let these demons out. I don't care what kind of function she going to. We taking this bucket and this rag and we washing your damn face and we getting them demons up off of you. I don't care. Debutante ball. When you go to that, we washing that damn face. Bucket and rag. We getting it up out of there. We're not finna do it. I know a vampire when I see one. That's a growing vampire. I know one when I see one.
15-year-old vampire.
A 15-year-old vampire right there. I promise you. Go in that girl room and take them doors off the hinges. We need to be able to walk in there and see what's going on around there. You're not finna do it. You're not finna bring the devil up in here. You're not finna do
not
it.
Not in this house. Not
in this house. This is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We not doing it up in here. Yes. Now, you're going to love the Lord. As far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I mean that. You're going to wash this black stuff off your face. And if you don't do it, I will. I got wet wipes and I got rags. And I mean we wiping today. Coming
don't
in here.
Think that's a bit extreme, nephew?
It's not a bit extreme. It's extreme that he married this little old 25-year-old girl. He need to wipe her damn face, too.
We'll have part two of...
Oh, she cut me off. Did you see how she cut me? I ought to wash your face, Shirley. That's what I ought to do.
Part two of the Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject, she likes Halloween too much. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she likes Halloween too much. A 37-year-old single mom wrote in. She used to hand out candy and stuff like that on Halloween, but she's never really been into Halloween. She used to do it when her daughter was younger, but now her daughter is 15, and she stopped because her daughter likes to go to Halloween parties now. She does allow her daughter to dress up. She even lets her daughter wear makeup, but the mom does not condone the gothic look or the trampy looks that some girls are doing this year. So the girl's father is 40 years old. Now he's married to a 25-year-old woman. Now the mother says she's been co-parenting and they've been making it work. And the father with the young wife, they've all been making it work, trying to work things out. But she just can't get with this Halloween situation with the new wife and the 40-year-old husband. She said the woman, the new wife, the 25-year-old, has moved into her old house. Now, every room looks satanic because it's red and gray and black in there, and she doesn't like it. And she says her husband doesn't like it either, but he just lets the new wife, the new 25-year-old wife, do whatever she wants to do. So her daughter spent time with her dad and his new wife last weekend, and she sent her a selfie. She sent the mom a selfie. In the selfie, the daughter had on a full face of makeup. She had on some lashes with very dark eye makeup, and she said it was beyond a smoky eye, and she had on dark plum lipstick. So the daughter said she was going to a pumpkin patch and she and her friends were dressing up as zombies or something crazy like that. And the mom didn't like it. So she called her dad. The dad said he didn't like it either. It was bothering him too. And he asked his wife to take some of the makeup off. But the wife didn't want to do it, the 25-year-old, because she didn't want the daughter to resent her. Now the wife, the new wife, young wife is 25 and the daughter is 15. So they're very close in age. So the mother started screaming to the top of her lungs, and she didn't care if the daughter resents her or not. She just wanted her face fixed. She had the daughter come back. She washed the daughter's face off herself. The mother did.
Yeah.
And she said that, shut up, Tommy. And she said that the daughter was upset, but she got over it. So now the mom is all upset over the Halloween makeup that the young lady had on. And she scheduled a family meeting, but she wants to know, should she go and confront her? Is she right by doing that? Junior?
I'm gonna tell you right now, the name of the letter is called, she like Halloween too much.
Yes, that's the name.
That's the name of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she's asking, should she call a family meeting? Now, with satanic looking rooms, dark makeup, gothic look, what else?
The devil.
And she like it too much, she going to Halloween party every day?
Mm-hmm.
You need to call a family meeting. You need to call Reverend Williams is who you need to call.
Come on.
You need to get somebody in here to bless this house. You need to holy water your house down.
Thank you.
I'm telling you right now, what you going to do when she's standing in your doorway at night and you sleep?
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't even see the signs. The spirits is already in your house. And black people don't even play with this type of stuff. That's why I'm scared to even talk about it. I'm telling you, I know one thing for sure.
Scared of this letter.
Yeah, I'm scared of this letter. Black people don't even do this.
No.
Yeah, black people don't even do this.
N-I-A-M-Q.
Let me tell you, when she starts standing in your door, next thing you're going to start seeing is your bed floating. When your bed floating,
oh,
what
Lord.
You fixed to do?
Mm-hmm. Now it's The Exorcist.
Oh, now everything ain't going here.
You're not going to have my bed float.
I'm tell you right now. Here's another thing. When she come in there and say, morning, mama, what you going to do then?
When she say what?
Morning, mama. What you think that
is? That's the deepest your voice has ever gotten.
Because that you can sit up here and tell me she ain't, okay, this is a little vampire. What Tommy said, this is a little vampire. You need to go to all four points of your yard and plant some garlic. Because you're going to need this. You got to bury that garlic on all four of these yards. I'm not going to sit up here and play with this letter. I'm nervous to even talk about it. You know what else you need to do?
Mm.
You know, when she sleep,
uh-huh.
You and Reverend Williams need to go in there and draw a cross on her forehead and see how she reacts.
That's what I'm talking about.
I bet you she going to kick the mess out of all y'all.
Come on, Jesus.
Okay. We not me and Tommy. Y'all just talking about it's just the makeup. No, I'm deeper than this makeup.
It is.
She going to Halloween party every day?
Mm-hmm.
And it's only so many days you can buy for apples.
Every day?
Thank you.
No.
Minced garlic, chopped garlic, all kind of garlic. Go ahead.
No, it's too late.
Squeeze
it is,
bottle,
it is absolutely too late. Bottle. Okay, when you tell her to go do something, she talk back and crawl backwards up a wall, what you gonna do then?
Woo! Woo!
Dog.
No, your ass ain't on my wall.
You're so stupid.
What's up, Carla?
It's just eye makeup and plum lipstick.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all y'all see.
That's what the mother herself said.
That's the devil. I know the devil when I see it.
She said, listen to this line. I used to hand out candy when my daughter was younger, but now that she's 15, I stopped because she goes to Halloween parties now. I allow her to dress up, and I even let her wear makeup.
Shirley.
That's what she said.
Shirley, when you walk in that room and ain't nobody there but her and she's talking about, I won't let her put you out. This, what you doing then?
This is Carrie, Shirley. Yeah. This is Carrie. I know Carrie when I see her.
Yeah.
This Carrie. Yeah, it is.
Cleanse me of this whole Lord.
Wow. This woman is jealous of his wife. That's all. I don't know why you guys can't see that. I don't know why you don't see that.
Okay. But anyway. All right. Next week is going to be pig blood in the garage. I know it.
Listen, hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're going to learn Jesus today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior in Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Okay, Shirley, let everybody know, though, in Richmond, I'll be there Thursday, okay? We're starting on Thursday. Okay. This smoke weekend. First day at the Funny Bone. Then we got a event at the venues at AK. But get your tickets right now at the Funny Bone. Come on, see your favorite play, cousins. I'm coming to town on Thursday. It's going to be ignorant, okay? Now, here's Sports Talk. Got this for you, Tommy. Listen,
what you got? What you got?
Call it. Listen, y'all know Draymond Green joined back to the team after, you know, he came back on Friday. Yeah, for the Golden State
after
Warriors.
He hit that little board.
After he hit the board, yeah. Here's a twist. Jordan Poole just signed a new contract. Y'all want to guess how much
it was?
That's
the boy that got hit.
What? Yeah, that's the boy that got hit.
How much? That Draymond Green hit?
Yeah, he got a brand new contract.
How much?
I'm interested.
4 years, mm-hmm. $143 million.
That's why he whooped that boy ass. That's what it is.
It's all coming out now.
Oh, it's all coming out now. You done took some of his money. That's what this about. Oh, this about this check.
Yeah, this is about this check.
Because I could tell he had a lot behind him. It was a lot.
Powerful.
And you know what? He was fed up with light skin. That was a fed up with light skin punch that he did. I could tell.
Yeah.
Nah, I see. This about this. Man. This about this check.
Well, congratulations to Jordan Poole, man. Let me ask y'all something, Carly, Tommy, Shirley.
Yes.
Would you still want to build a relationship with Draymond after that?
Yeah, after getting 143?
I wouldn't care. Yeah.
143, our kid's Draymond dead in his mind. 143 million. We're going to make up and get out here and play.
Yep. Oh, man.
143 million?
Yeah.
What?
Whip tongue.
Okay.
Okay, Shirley. Because, see, last week, Junior, when you asked that question, I was a little petty with my response. That was before the contract was signed. Now, I'm not petty anymore.
It's
if
official.
I'm Jordan Poole. Yeah.
Got it.
I done got past this now. I done got past that. I'm putting Angus beef on my eye. I'm good.
Junior,
what else you got?
Also, Deshaun Watson picked up another case. Case number 26, the new lawsuit has been filed for. It's civil. It's a civil suit.
How much rubbing do he need?
So, I'm going to see how that's because he's already serving 11-game suspension, so he ain't come back till December 4th. So,
Junior, question. So, he's coming back December 4th when they play the Texans?
They're playing the Texans.
Yeah, the Texans.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be at that game.
And also, congratulations to the Houston Astros as they eliminated the Seattle Mariners 3-0. But the game the other night was 18 innings.
What?
That's
two games.
That's two games.
That's two games.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, what if sex gave you a rash or a runny nose?
And what the hell is this kind of question?
We'll get you some
ain't nobody stopping. Ain't
we'll
nobody stopping.
You hand me some tissue.
Man. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sneeze on you. My bad.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
An unidentified 27-year-old man had to stop having sex altogether after he developed a rare condition. Now, this condition is known as post-orgasmic illness syndrome, or POIS, okay? As the man would climax, he would simultaneously break out in a rash on his forearms. He would start coughing uncontrollably, and then he would get a runny nose. Now, according to the National Institutes for Health, this is a real illness, and symptoms can last for up to a week. The condition is rare, but it is being recognized increasingly as a major cause of sexual dysfunction in males and a small number of females. The National Institutes for Health have no proven treatments for POIS and no idea of what causes it, but doctors have treated it in the past with a prescription strength allergy medication. So what is that, Benadryl? Take you some Benadryl and keep pushing.
I'm not finna, but first of all, we're not finna stop. So, we finna take Zyrtec. We finna wrap these forearms up. We finna put that N95 mask on, and we gonna keep it moving, okay? But we not stopping at all.
This guy stopped altogether. He stopped having sex altogether.
I'm not. That's him. We're not him. We're not doing that. See, I'm gonna have all of that, and all these sound like flu-like symptoms. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and be coughing. I'm gonna be sneezing. And I'm gonna be scratching my arm.
But you're gonna be having a good time.
We gonna all have a good time.
Me and Jackie gonna have his mask on. I'm telling you right now.
So what's the solution, Tom? Like, how much stuff gonna be in your room as you do?
I'm finna have this calamine lotion all over.
You love calamine lotion.
I got to have it. I'm finna be pink. I'm gonna have a salmon looking color. I'm gonna rub my baby down. My baby gonna have that calamine on.
Yeah.
We're gonna have that N95 mask on. Uh-huh. But we gonna be done took what you call it?
Zyrtec.
Either Zyrtec or that other one.
Well, Benadryl.
What's the Benadryl or the other? That ain't the one I'm thinking about.
Claritin D.
We gonna have that Claritin D. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're good. Me and Jackie good.
So who are these good people? Oh, that ain't nobody but Tommy and Jack.
Yeah. But don't
who
worry.
Who's these
about
two butt naked black people with this pink on?
With pink. I don't see the reason. There's no reason for us to stop. You don't need to ask us that. He quit because he quits.
I don't know why he quit.
That's it.
Yeah. He should have talked to somebody. That's the way around then. Huh?
He was only 27, too. You don't know why he quit.
Oh man. You can't quit that
early. That's why he quit. Young. You don't know nothing. Tell you right now, I'm rejecting the flu shot for show. Don't even give me that. No.
But this happens simultaneously. You did hear that part.
Absolutely.
All these things happen at once.
I'm cool with that.
All at once. Nose. But you got to be ready. If you already pink, though, see, you ready for the outbreak.
Yeah.
If you pink. If you got your mask on, you ready for the sneezing and the running nose.
Yeah.
If you done took all the medication we done already talked about, what's the problem?
I know right now, Tommy. This is what I'm doing. What? I'm coughing as I apologize. Well, you don't know I'm there.
But here's my question.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, is that a rash? Oh.
Who's
chewing? I'm sorry.
That's my question. Where do you still get calamine lotion at the drugstore?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You ain't got no calamine lotion at your house?
I haven't seen it in a long time.
What the stuff they put on us as babies for the rashes? What they had?
Oh, Desinex.
Destin.
Yeah, Destin. Yeah. You get that Destin and rub it all up in different places. You'll be fine.
And you can do the home remedies, cornstarch. You know, you can go old school with it. Yeah,
all that.
You can notify. Oh, I'm starting to itch. I'm about to itch.
Too much stuff happening at once. All right.
But you're gonna love me, though.
You gonna understand.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, this ignorant show, right after this.
Baby, bring that camp over for Nick in here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, the month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. As some of you know, I'm a survivor and an advocate and supporter of the ALMA Domestic Violence Foundation. That foundation is headquartered here in Atlanta. It serves thousands of victims at 64 facilities across Georgia. ALMA is a safe haven for victims of domestic violence to help them become survivors. That's what it's all about. The ALMA Foundation is having its annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. It's a 5K walk. It will be this Saturday. So if you are in the Metro Atlanta area, please register online at almadvf.com and come out to show your support. That's this Saturday, October 22nd, along the Beltline in Atlanta. For more information on the 5K walk and to donate to the foundation, please visit the almadvffoundation.com. Please visit almadvf.com. All right. And listen, if you don't live in the Atlanta area, you need help. If you're dealing with this, the numbers during the pandemic were high as far as domestic violence is concerned. If you need help, this is a safe place to call and to get some help. This number is 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. It is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So if you need some help and you're not in the Atlanta area, please call that number. Like I said, it's safe. Your identity will be kept under wraps and everything. So please call that number. We want you to get help. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather, guys, would you rather growl when you're hungry or bark when you're full?
I'm just gonna bark when I'm full.
Yeah.
Don't give me nothing else.
No, I'm a capper. I'm not barking for no damn body.
Would you rather? That's important.
Yeah, that's important. I just growl a little bit. I'm not finna do all this bark.
Let us hear it. Let us hear your growl.
That's the best you can do, because it's
cat.
Because you know, kappas are pretty bad. That's a pretty growl, right?
Yeah, that's that pretty sexy growl.
Yeah, that's a pretty sexy growl. I love it.
Matter of fact, it's like before the tips call. Ladies.
All right, let's hear Junior's now. We got to hear Junior's growl.
I'm barking. I'm roof. Yeah.
What's your bark?
They want to hear your bark.
Roof.
Ooh, that's a chihuahua. Okay.
What? But growl.
You ain't got
growl.
No Saint Bernard in you.
Yeah,
no?
I did. Roof.
Ooh, that's a Yorkie
that's
bar
low
right
as
there.
Can go. Yeah, Carla.
Pretend you're a pit bull. Do it. Go.
Oh, pit bull. Yeah. Roof.
Sound like a broke ass Scooby Doo.
All right.
We're moving on after that. Would you rather appear on Dancing with the Stars or Naked and Afraid? Tommy, I already know.
Dancing with the Stars or Naked and Afraid.
Mm-hmm. I'm going here and be on Dance with the Stars. I'm not fighting these mosquitoes and all that stuff.
I told you earlier, boy, calamine lotion. You put this pink ass lotion on, you can make it. Me and Jackie put that pink lotion on, we look like two AKAs out there. I ain't lying. We going out, we naked and afraid. Okay? We is naked and afraid.
I knew it. Any chance to be naked, you're all in.
Me and my baby naked and afraid. Got that calamine lotion all the way from the neck all the way to our feet, baby. We gonna make it through this. We gonna do 20 some days naked and afraid. Who is them two AKAs out there butt naked? Who is that?
Would you rather have no bathroom doors in the house, no bathroom doors, or would you rather have no stove in the house?
Oh, no, you got to put some doors on this. You got to put some doors on this bathroom. Right. Now, we ain't going to be able to live together. You ain't got this door on this bathroom. I can't love you like that. You got to put this door on this bathroom.
Because some stuff there. You just can't unsee.
Some stuff is just for you, okay?
We ain't got no doughs and we ain't hungry either.
No, we can do Grubhub.
Yeah,
we can do Grubhub.
Now we ain't hungry.
Mm-mm. Ain't no way I can eat after that.
Oh.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up, it is our last break of the day. And at 49 minutes after the hour, we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys. We want to remind our listeners, Steve Harvey Nation, please, early voting starts today in Georgia.
Please.
Early voting starts today in Georgia. You can vote now, okay? Now, before the November 8th election. So please, get it done early. Don't procrastinate. Don't put this off. It is crucial, all right? It is crucial for you to vote. Your vote matters. Your vote counts. You matter. You count. Please, early voting starts today in Georgia.
And our show's a piece-inated. I piece-inated. If y'all gets
who's
on
that?
Down there, gets on down there when y'all gets into that voting booth and y'all sees the name Hershel Walker. When
what?
Y'all sees it,
who?
When you sees the name Hershel Walker, then y'all know that I is the one that y'all is supposed to be voting for. And now, I've been the FBI, a CIA, a JKLMNO. I've been on them. I had a piece of native y'all gets down there early so we can let Warnock know that we's in charge and we's gonna win this whole race and we's gonna change some things around here. I means that now.
Please, Georgia, get out and vote. Get out and vote for Senator Raphael Warnock. You see the alternative or you hear the alternative, please. All right, we're sending special birthday shout out to Choppa Wesley Miles. Who's that?
All right.
Who is that? Is that
oh
your
my
dog,
God. Choppa Wesley Miles. That's our dog. That's the family dog. That's our little Yorkie. He turned 9 years old. And
are you used to him now? Because you didn't really care for him at first.
We still don't speak. We still don't speak.
After 9 years?
After 9 years, we still don't speak. And I bought him. And I'm the one bought him.
Wait a minute.
But you know what it is? I think I'm jealous. Because he be following my wife around the house. Like I'm looking at him like, hey, that's my wife. What's wrong with you? But he be following her around. And let me tell y'all something. This will trip y'all out. So we laying in the bed watching TV one night. Mm-hmm. No, it's the middle of the day. Watching TV. And the dog is, and she over there, look, I don't feel like that today. I don't feel like that, Chopper. I don't feel like it. I'm finna let you out, but you're gonna go out and do what you got to do. And I mean, they literally are having a conversation. And she's like, look, you went out before and you didn't do it. Go out there this time and get it done. And I'm sitting there like, you know what he's talking. I got him. I know what he's going through. I was like,
really?
Wow. Dude,
really?
Dude, they said he is sitting there growling. They talking. So she finally let him out, and he comes back in, and everything is fine. So I was like, So I sat there for about 2 minutes, and I started, He's like, what's wrong with you? You ought to know what's wrong with me. You ought to know what I want. You know what he want. You ought to know what I want. I was sitting over there growling, Junior. She's like, what's wrong with you? You don't know what's wrong with me. You know what's wrong with him.
It's a
fight. That's funny. Oh, you're jealous of the doggy. Oh, all right. Yeah. Happy birthday to Chopper Wesley Miles.
Happy
9 years
Chopper.
Old. Mm-hmm. Well, and Carly, you had a birthday too over the weekend.
Oh, so I'm after the dog. I'm after the dog.
go on and do it, Carly.
Yes.
Yes. I had a birthday. What? My birthday was Thursday. So I've been celebrating.
Yeah.
All weekend long.
As you should.
Yeah.
Yep.
Went to New Orleans and had a good time. Took care of some stuff. I went to a conference. I went to a Jack and Jill conference, but I still hung out at home, so to speak. My husband's home. Yeah. You know who gets real brand new when they go to New Orleans? Tosh.
Who? Your husband?
Yeah.
What?
When he goes home, he's a superstar. So, He like, I'm all in these streets, baby. I'll holler at you later. I got to go to the West Bank, the East Bank. He got to do it all, dog. He's real
He's
Hollywood.
Home.
He's home. So it was good. This is a good time. The weather was nice. We had fun. Mm-hmm. So it was a great, great birthday. I don't know. What did Chopper get for his birthday?
Yeah, what the dog get
for his birthday?
But I hear you because I have a Yorkie too. Our dog, mm-hmm. Fancy. Now, mm-hmm. she does everything my husband says. She don't listen to me at all.
Fancy, so she likes your husband. Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to me at all. If I say Fancy, all he has to do is say her name one time. Fancy! She stops in her tracks.
That's that male-female dynamic working there.
He don't like me at all. Listen, I come this close to buying another dog just to spite his little ass. I come this close. I said, I ought to buy me a nice little old bulldog around here just to get you in order.
So you don't walk the dog or anything? I mean, have you tried to bond with him, Tommy?
No.
What?
We just ain't got no connection. It's just not there. It's just not there. Sometimes it's just not there. It's just not there. It's just not there. I've been to the pet shop for the last 2 months. I'm thinking about buying me a tortoise. I'm through with him. I'm through with Chopper.
Yeah. Pull yourself a family member. Okay.
Do you feed the dog? Do you walk the dog? Do you feed the dog?
I don't walk the dog. I don't feed the dog. The kids take care. Jackie takes care of the dog.
That's
Jackie's
why the dog don't like
you.
I bought the dog for Sydney. It was Sydney's dog for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, it was Sydney's dog. After that, Sydney gone. Ain't paid no attention to the dog. Now it's been Jackie's dog for 9 years.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
I'll tell you something.
Well, you should try to bond.
Dog always live better than the one in the White House.
Yeah. he living large.
All right, guys. Our fearless leader, Steve Harvey, will be back tomorrow. Yes, Lord.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. He'll be back. Yeah, he'll have some stories to tell us. Oh, so get ready for that.
Lord.
Take us home, Tommy.
We want to thank y'all for tuning in. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Okay.
Yeah.
That's me. That's Shirley. That's Carla, Mississippi Monica, and Junior Boy. We will see y'all tomorrow with our fearless leader, the one and only, Steve Harvey. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.